USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 15 people have been killed in clashes between Iraqi security forces and supporters of a powerful Iranian-backed Shia cleric in the capital, Baghdad. Officials say dozens more were injured after protesters loyal to Maqtada al-Sadr stormed the presidential palace. The violence began after Mr. Sadr announced his retirement from politics. A California bill designed to combat narratives that go against the state on COVID-19 by medical professionals passed in the state Senate Monday evening. The bill could see doctors and other medical professionals face disciplinary action and could have their state licenses suspended or revoked by disagreeing with the state's narrative. Democrat State Senator Richard Pan is a co-sponsor.
So in terms of our legislation, as we're trying to deal with this COVID pandemic, we need to work to try to keep schools safe.
USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukraine continues to push back on invading Russian forces.
Ukrainian officials claim they are taking the offensive in the Kherson region to push Russian forces off territory they seized at the beginning of the invasion. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says even though Ukraine hasn't taken the offensive in a while, they still have had an impact on Russia's military.
They have already had an impact on Russian military capabilities because the Russians have had to pull resources from the east.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sun continues to throw solar flares out into space. Sun watchers observed a series of powerful solar flares between Saturday and Monday. On Sunday, the sun unleashed an M6.7 class flare, causing moments of radio blackouts over much of North America. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
As President Biden continues to lead by executive order, his most recent signature law may be unconstitutional. The Democrat president has taken student loan debt off the individual and is now forcing the American taxpayers to pay for it. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax.
What they've done here is unconstitutional, and maybe most importantly, it's unfair. I mean, Nancy Pelosi herself said several months ago that the president can't do this on his own. He can't just forgive loans. There has to be a bill that goes through Congress, actually debated and voted on by the legislative branch. So it's unconstitutional in our judgment. And as folks on the Judiciary Committee, we'd like to give what's his rationale for this. But more importantly, Americans instinctively get fairness, and they know this is unfair. It's unfair to the machinist in Ohio who's now having to pay for the gender studies major at Harvard, for goodness sake, for their student loans. So the unfairness question, I think, is what really gets Americans, because as human beings, we all instinctively get fairness. From the time you're a kid, if your brother gets 2 cookies and you get 1, somehow you're mad about it. I mean, we get fairness. So this is not fair, and the country understands that.
NASA called off its launch of its new moon rocket on its debut flight Monday after a last-minute cascade of problems culminating in the unexplained trouble related to an engine. It all started overnight when a lightning storm violated the 5-mile rule, causing the fueling of the spacecraft to be delayed by several hours. The next launch attempt will not take place until Friday at the earliest. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.